And we begin with a new production and a new partnership. My Body Welsh by Invertigo Theatre Company and the Conquer Group will be touring Wales for 3 weeks. And also, Invertigo has been named as the first associate company of Pontio, the Arts and Innovation Centre in Bangor. Stefan Donnelly, Joint Artistic Director of Invertigo Theatre Company, is in our London studio, together with Tara Robinson, who's the Artistic Lead and Founder of the Conquer Group. Stefan, first of all, let's talk about My Body Welsh, because this is written by the two of you, and it's described as a one-man mystery adventure, or shall I say, mystery.
That's right. It's a play on words there, mystery. It's a journey of a young man on Anglesey who gets himself involved in a local news story, the mystery of a skeleton discovered at the bottom of a well. And it's gently political as it uses that as a jumping off point to discuss nationalism and the responsibility of news outlets and articles.
So Tara, how did the whole kind of collaborative process work for you guys? Because this sounds like a very North Wales based show.
Yeah, absolutely. The collaboration started with Stefan and I and a friendship, essentially, when we met when we were both working at Shakespeare's Globe. And I had begun talking about a possibility of doing a scratch at Camden People's Theatre, actually looking forward to the Scottish referendum. And we started talking about what it would be to make a piece about Welsh national identity.
Was that something that you knew anything about?
No, is a short answer. But the piece is also about living in a very small town and trying to find who you are within that town and what it means to be connected to a place. So that was a jumping off point. But I would say that it's absolutely crucial, the collaboration with Stefan, because this is very much coming from his heart, some of these feelings. Then at the same time, it's about history and truth and lies and the stories we tell to ourselves and the ones that we choose to forget as well. So it can branch out beyond Wales.
And Tara and I have been spending a lot of time like reading all these Celtic mythology and folk tales and things like this. So a lot of the Mabinogion weaves into the piece. It's almost like Stefan the character meets these different characters like Blodeuwedd and Llywelyn, who kills Gellert the dog, and has these conversations with them. I suppose in some ways it's this mystery story about the news article and the skeleton found in a well, and also this very folkloric atmosphere. The Goonies meets the Mabinogion might be one way of describing it.
Multi-layered, Stefan.
Yeah, very multi-layered in the sense that we've got all these stories coming in, but also we have a live sound designer on stage with me, and he creates a river of sounds, if you like, using a lot of water to create foley soundscapes. So those sounds happen in the first instance, but are also repeated again as the piece progresses. So we create a patchwork of sound, if you like, a landscape of sound that also weaves in and out of the piece. And I suppose this year is a huge one, isn't it, for nationalism and the sense of making America great again and Brexit and all of this. And so, yeah, that gently political vibe to the piece, I think, is quite an important and topical one in amongst all that layering and all that fun of the quest around Llanfairpwll looking for truth and friends.
Now, I mentioned a few minutes ago, the Invertigo Theatre Company has been named as an associate of Pontio. That's an interesting move. And what does it mean for you and the company? Because a lot of your work is in London.
In some way, we started out in London because the four of us co-founders met at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama. That's where we trained. And we did our first shows there, but also at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And then we took a tour around Wales and also to London, which is Gwenllian Parry's Welsh Modern Classic. And that was such a sellout success. It went down a storm, really. We sold out a lot of the venues. And then Ellen Ap Roberts from Pontio approached us on the back of that success to sort of, yeah, think about professional development, I suppose, ultimately, and see whether we can match up Pontio's goals. Of course, they're a very new, young organisation. They've now reached the one-year milestone of being open. And we're also quite young and inventive, suppose, in trying to redefine how theatre can look and feel in Wales. So we're doing this as a first collaboration, and also down the pipeline we've got a festival that we might be producing together and a couple of other ideas on the go. But it's a very exciting, beneficial opportunity for us to develop alongside Pontio all these different creative ideas that we've got.
Tara, will the Conquer Group be actually part of continuing work with Invertigo then?
Oh, we'd love to. I mean, this is a trial, of course, and so far it's going quite well.
She's forced to say that.
He's sitting right next to me. So. but yeah, no, we'd love to. And I think it's my work is very much led by the collaboration at the heart of it, and which artists I'm working with, and this project was about working with Stefan, and then by extension became we realised that we wanted to run companies in a very similar way, and we wanted to make work in a similar way. So yeah, I hope there'll be more future projects, certainly.
Well, Stefan and Tara, thank you both very much. The world premiere of My Body Welsh is at Pontio in Bangor on January the 10th, and then it tours. Now, for details of the dates and the locations, the best thing is check the website, and that is www.invertigotheatre.co.uk.